Day 35, March 24th. Today's reflection is based on Amos chapter 5, verses 6 through 15, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Jennifer Watley Maxell, Class of 2025. Leadership with a Cause. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. As Christians, our identity as Christ followers is inherent in our name. However, we live in complicated, divisive times, where that simple truth has been problematized and distorted by contrarianism. The inclination to oppose or reject Christian practice and/or belief, often for the sake of likes, clicks, and platform engagement, has become a scourge among Christians on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram. In our efforts to delve into the complexities of our faith, to seek deeper truth, and to hold leadership accountable, too many faith leaders have adopted culturally modeled practices steeped in disagreement, exposure, and controversy, rather than the Christian practices of private conversation, mediation, and the counsel of leadership as exemplified by Jesus in Matthew 18. When we as leaders engage in call-out culture in our attempts to address concerns within the church, regardless of the amount of public engagement, our posts become treacherous without a cause, which can only lead to shame. The church is an imperfect institution, plagued by the same ills that secular institutions face. However, one of the characteristics that makes us distinct is the way we solve our disagreements and address impropriety. When we model ourselves in the way of Christ, we are affirmed by our desire to embody the ways of Christ. When we embody worldly divisiveness, we become treacherous without the cause of Christ to empower us. Lent, as a time of deep personal reflection, prayer, fasting, and repentance, offers us an opportunity to take stock of areas in our lives that may go untended, areas where we may have slipped into habits that don't align with our Christian identity, areas that make us detractors and not defenders of our faith in practice, areas that draw attention to us, our posts, and our platforms, but do not edify the body of Christ. Let us commit to rooting out our contrarian tendencies, repenting, and replacing them with Christian practices of resolution. Today's prayer. Dear Lord, we come today confessing that sometimes we have fallen into contrarianism as we have sought to address issues within the church and culture. Lord, remind us of our Christian identity and the ways of reconciliation that Jesus modeled for us. Help us to not be like those who are treacherous without a cause, but help us to embody the cause of Christ in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.